But those verses merit a book written to be a book to be written on them. So wonderful and so far-reaching and so deep, all those statements are. Every word is pregnant with meaning, and every phrase is very, very deep. Did you see that there? Sorry? Did I say chapter 15? I beg your pardon. Upper level disturbance, they call it. Pardon? Oh, the note is wrong. Apology there. It should be Romans 16, verse 26. Apologies there, brothers and sisters. Yeah. So do have a look at that verse. Kept secret since the world began. Now here is what will confront us now. We have the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven as our main heading, Matthew 12 and 13. And to before we plunge into chapter 13, we just have to have a look at some background material. Number one, the offer of the messianic kingdom of heaven to Israel in the book of Matthew. The rejection of that messianic kingdom of heaven in Matthew. The postponement of that messianic kingdom of heaven in Matthew. And then just to finish it off by a verse or two on the eventual arrival of that messianic kingdom. Now, I'm very privileged to... These are the headings that we've just had. Now, you'll find on page 4 a diagram. This is my diagram with Richard's help, and it covers our 4 topics. And we also have one by Peter who simplified some of this. Mysteries revealed, God's sacred secrets for Israel and the church. And there are 4 topics here, and they are listed according to our sessions. Kingdom of heaven, church, rapture, bema seat, hardening and blindness. And a little diagram here to take us through some of these. Here is the cross, of course, all this ministry of the Lord before the cross. And we have the offer of the kingdom by the Lord Jesus. We have the rejection of the kingdom. We have the postponement of the kingdom. And that takes us into these mysteries or secrets that take us down to the end of the age that we have mentioned in Matthew 13. So that's the first topic. The second topic is the New Testament church commencing on the day of Pentecost and the secrets about this one new man that is coming into existence and will finally go up in the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ off to the Father's house. So number 3, we have the mystery of the rapture and the Father's house and the bema of Christ where we meet the Lord. And number 4, we have the mystery of Israel's hardening, which will be our 4th and final session this afternoon. And running concurrently with that is a program which was not revealed in the Old Testament, the bringing in of the full number of Gentiles and joining the nation of Israel and the Gentiles together in a new entity, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will be terminated with the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you have that as a chart if you wish to follow. Now Peter's simplified this, and this is what we'll briefly be having a look at. First of all, the offer of the messianic kingdom, the rejection of the messianic kingdom, its eventual postponement to the end of the age that goes through to the second coming. That will be number 1. Number 2, we'll be looking at the mysteries of the church, the one new man. Number 3, we'll be having a look at the rapture of the church at the bema seat. And then finally, once again, Israel's blindness and those who are of the elect remnant joined together with the Gentiles. It has been given to you to know the mysteries. So let's have a look now. Let's turn the page. And there will be on page 5 if you wish to follow the notes. Matthew has a theme or argument as he writes. It's not just a collection of sayings of the Lord Jesus. If you want to get a collection, a pseudo-collection of the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go to a bookshop and buy the Gospel of Thomas, which is a false gospel. Many false gospels were written. Oh, there's a gospel of Barnabas. There's a gospel of Paul. You can go and buy them. You can download them. The church rejected these, and these were canonical. Our Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, four witnesses. And only those were accepted. So the early church fathers said, yes, the church was right in receiving Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew has an argument. As we know, Matthew is geared towards the Jewish person. The key word is fulfilled. This was fulfilled, which was done by Jesus, fulfilling this prophecy. This was done that it might be fulfilled, fulfilling this prophecy in the Old Testament. That was their outlook. And it was written to prove the Messiahship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, the Lord Jesus Christ came with a program. He just didn't come as an evangelist, like our evangelists go around preaching to turn to the Lord and be saved. He had a program, and that program was the offer of the promised messianic kingdom. So here we have these threads developing in the Gospel of Matthew. First of all, his arrival. Then, after his arrival, he makes an announcement. John the Baptist, he makes an announcement, going around saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And that was their initial message. And eventually the 12 did it, and eventually the 70 did it, all over Israel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then following that proclamation, the Messiah authenticated his claim. Can he do it? Can he bring in this kingdom? Can he heal sickness? Can he stop wars? Can he raise people from the dead? Can he forgive sins? Does he have control over nature? That's what the Messiah had to do. 8, 9, and 10, the Lord Jesus did that, all clustered together. That's why we have authentication with his miracles, even raising the dead. Raising the dead so that they would live and live their natural course in life. But alas, he came to his own received him not, and there was opposition. There was opposition. Ah, kingdom of heaven's okay. Kingdom of God's okay. We've been waiting for it. We're looking for it. It's prophesied. The first part was the problem. Repent. Repent. The nation of Israel believed and believes this day. By being a member of the Jewish nation, the elect nation, they're already qualified to go into that nation. But the Lord Jesus said, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not qualified to enter that kingdom. You've got to repent. Come to me. Be born again. And they said no. And said no officially. And there is rejection in Matthew 10 and 11. And in the 11th chapter you find the build-up. The build-up. And in chapter 12 we find the Lord Jesus said, this wicked generation.